Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Okay. You're a child. Bless you. That was just a statement. You're a child.
Your child.
Would you rather be attacked by a lemur or thrown from a pickup truck?
God.
Kids are resilient.
When it comes
to taking falls.
It's just the terrifying aspect of it. You know?
I somehow feel like being thrown from a truck is going to be less terrifying than a lemur messing you up.
Okay? Let's assume you're on a dirt road. Uh-huh. In the country, going camping or something, right?
Oh, yeah.
Working on a farm. You're not being thrown on the asphalt.
Right. That's a Friday night for me.
Okay.
Man.
I take the lemur.
I'm thinking lemur.
God, yeah. Really?
Yeah. I mean, look, I don't like either scenario, but I just, even as a child, I feel like I was shot against a lemur. Yes, it would freak me out. It'd be terrifying, all that stuff.
You already don't like monkeys, man.
It's not that I don't like monkeys, Mike. It's that I don't trust them. They're a fine animal. I'm just saying, when you see the things they do, you know, how they gang up on things. Like, all those monkeys is in Thailand, I guess, where they'll...
Oh, yeah.
They took a dog, ran his ass all the way to the roof of a building, and then threw his ass off because the dog had, like, chased or barked at one of the baby monkeys a couple days previous. Stealing stuff. I saw the one monkey, a spider monkey, bit slap an actual friend of mine.
Those baboons in Africa, they work as a troop.
Yeah, they're
So they're a team.
Exactly.
I mean, all of them work together.
And they're terrified.
Whether it's to scare off other predators... I mean, they will gang up and attack a lion. They have no problem doing it.
Yeah, I mean, see, man, but I'm still going lemur somehow.
Okay. Raise my ass.
I'm with you. I mean, you just bonk your head wrong. You're done.
You're a child. Yeah. Would you rather be attacked by a lemur or thrown from a truck?
Those are your choices, kids. Yes, what do you want to do today?
It's would you rather. We're trying to throw as much weird crap at the wall as we can. A toddler in Jackson County, Georgia, recovering after the boy's father said a lemur attacked him at a petting zoo. This attack sent the kid to the hospital.
Yeah.
Ronald Carroll, the boy's father, he wants Half Moon Petting Zoo held accountable for his 17-month-old's injuries. He was looking at the lemurs. He's excited. He was happy. They were jumping around. And the owner had told us that if you want to go inside with the lemurs, then you can go inside. So Carroll said he did just that while holding his son. The lemur jumps on my son's head and starts attacking him. I tell the owner, let me out. And he opens the door up. And then I look down, and there's blood gushing out of my kid's head. Boy was rushed to the hospital in an ambulance. It's unclear if the injuries was from a bite or a scratch. But a pediatrician said the boy's risk of a disease likely low.
Likely.
He is taking antibiotics, but he said he's worried his son might have maybe contracted some type of infection.
Like lemur pox.
But he says all through the weekend, me and my wife were worried sick. No one has gotten the animals tested. So I'm wondering, has my son, maybe does he have rabies?
Does he have ringtail?
Or some other disease that will show up later?
Maybe. I mean,
does he turn into like a superhero?
Correct.
Wouldn't that be the
super monkey?
Dumbest superhero, super monkey.
The lemur.
Why?
But if you call him the lemur, he sounds cool.
The lemur sounds like a villain to me.
The lemur.
If you're the lemur, you're just a bad guy. And the kid, he could be bad, you know, so.
Meet my wards, a boomafoo.
You hate spiders, but you enjoy Spider-Man.
I do, because he does not look like a spider.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the lemur is going to look, I mean, he's still going to be a human. If he has like a lemur costume.
I disagree. If you call him Super Monkey, he's got to look like a monkey. If he's the lemur, then yes, maybe he just dresses like a lemur. But if you go by Super Monkey, then you look like a monkey.
Which monkey would it be, though? You can't just go with Super Monkey. Like, it has to be, is it a chimp? Is it a gorilla?
A chimp is not a monkey.
Oh,
true enough,
man.
It's made. You're right. Okay. Is it a lemur?
In this case, he's a lemur.
This is ugly, I guess. Two children suffered serious injuries after falling from a pickup truck in Lake Pleasant, which is down in the, is that in Peoria, maybe? I believe so. Fire crews from Peoria and Daisy Mountain were called out to the Desert Tortoise Campground. This is in Arizona, south of Scorpion Bay Marina, 2:45 in the afternoon. Two children under the age of 10 were riding on an inflatable raft in the back of a moving pickup truck.
Jesus.
When they were thrown off of it.
Yeah.
Both of them ended up going to the hospital. And they say possible charges could be recommended depending on the outcome of the investigation. Basically, they're on an inflatable raft headed to a lake in the back of a pickup truck.
And you know, it's the uncle or the dad.
They hit a bump. Yep. They hit a bump, and you know what happens then.
Sure.
Those two kids go flying through the air.
All right, so with that in mind, Mike, are you still taking the truck?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Dude, monkeys mess you up.
They do. They do mess you up. I mean, the kid had to go to the hospital.
Effortlessly.
They're quick, man.
They are.
That's all it is. They're fast.
And merciless. At least falling from a truck, like, it's going to suck. I'm going to cry like hell. I'll still have a story. I'll have a major ass scar, and I'll be like, oh, yeah, that's when my dad threw me from off the truck.
But I feel like you feel a little better in the sense of you fly out of the truck, there's nothing you can do. The lemur. I'm gonna grab this thing by the face and slam it on the ground. So just that little bit of satisfaction you get. That little bit of satisfaction, all right? That's my guess. I'm a spike a lemur.
Spike lemur.
Hello, Daniel. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola. By the way, we all know that the lemur starts off as a villain and then becomes a sidekick to the hero, Silverback Gorilla.
Ah, there we go.
Okay. All right, Daniel, welcome to the random Would You Rather question. Let's go with this one. Would you rather find out that your cruise ship has no captain, or that your plane has no pilot?
I'm going to go with my plane, because I figure there's probably enough YouTube tutorials where I could take over and become a hero.
You're going to watch a YouTube tutorial as you're flying the plane?
Yeah, sure, why not?
Have you ever tried to get active internet access that actually works on an airplane? One that doesn't spiral and stop forever and then reset? Have you ever been on a plane and said, wow, they have great internet? Because I never have.
Really?
Yeah, once or twice I have, yeah.
I think my Alaska in-flight works pretty well.
Does it?
Yeah.
Mine does not, for whatever reason.
Really? I know mine does because the kids are occupied.
Okay.
I rarely use it, but the kids are always
I'm going with
down.
Captain of the cruise ship dying on this one.
Me
agreed.
Too,
agreed.
Man.
Agreed.
There's no question.
Even if the ship runs aground, there's going to be injuries on the ship, sure.
Yeah.
But we run aground. But that's all we did to the ground. We don't fall into it. We do not slam into it. We do not drop onto it. We simply run
But aground. I think a lot of people in Italy died when they ran that one aground.
They
okay,
did.
Okay, the difference with that one, that was the Concordia. And with this guy...
He was drunk.
He's completely responsible for this. The problem he had was, instead of running aground just flat, the thing tipped on the side.
Yeah.
And when it tipped on the side, the power went out. And then one of the things about the power going out, and you don't think about this until you read all this crap, but essentially all of the passengers, the crew, whatever, there was no real protocol to get off this boat. So you just kind of ended up in teams, right? I see you, you see me, we're going to be best friends until we get the hell off this boat. Because it's dark, someone would take the lead, and they realize... When they got to the end of a certain hallway, because the ship was on its side, when they went to the, because it's dark, they did not realize that they were getting to an intersection of hallways, mm-hmm. and you would just hear someone drop.
Oh, the middle of the ships often are
so
just
think about
a huge
how long
open
that
air area,
and they went all the way
right through.
Right, so
in the dark,
and when they started real, so that's when panic set. Think about that, man. And that the story I was reading from this woman that was on the boat, it was terrifying. You just say, oh, it's on its side. How bad can it be? And once I read that part, I'm like, Jesus Christ, right?
So,
real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Service is not available in all areas.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed. What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
They're walking along the wall.
You're walking along the wall because the ship is sideways.
Right, and so then
you get to a hallway, right? But you can't see this thing.
It's dark.
The person in the lead,
you're gone,
is gone. And by the time you hear them hit the bottom, like, you can surmise how long, you know, you disappear, you count to about five Mississippi, and then you hear them, and they're gone. So one of the people that ended up being a major helper to get these people off of the boat was one of the freaking dancers for the on-cruise entertainment. And she told the story. She's like, that was not my goal. I don't know what the first aid, I don't know the protocol, but because I worked on the ship at all, when passengers saw me, they started following me. And she's like, dude, I don't want to be the leader, but it didn't matter. She's like, I had to be the
basically
leader.
Kind of like the sideways Poseidon adventure.
Yeah.
In the dark.
Without lights.
And you're still taking
in the
boat.
Dark. Yep.
What's that?
Still taking the cruise ship, huh?
I am.
Yeah.
Well, he was buzzing.
Now that I've said all that, it's terrifying. But I'm taking the cruise ship because here's the difference, man. There was that plane that just went down in India. There was one survivor.
Yep.
One. And hearing his point of view on this was just, oh, I watched everyone around me die. They're burning up. They just couldn't get out. And I'm like, man, I'd rather be on the cruise ship and just know in the dark somebody dropped down the hall.
I think there's a better chance of somebody, like, I know up and down.
Yes.
Right? Somewhere in my brain, probably because I played a lot of Top Gun on my Nintendo, I could fathom how those readers and stuff work.
The fact you called them readers, I don't feel confident.
You're in the open ocean. You could start heading north. I have no freaking idea where are we going? I think having to drive, somebody driving that cruise ship is much scarier.
Really?
You don't know how the tides work.
I don't know how the tides work, but it's got a compass. And the thing is, the boat is not going to sink because the captain's not there. Where the plane, like I said, flying a plane, I don't think it's a challenge.
What if you get into bad weather?
Landing a plane is the challenge. Right.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.